And for the first time in the 2012-2013 school year, we say good evening. This time from Bolstor Field in Forest City, Iowa, as we get set for non-conference football action, the season opener for both teams in front of us. It'll be the Dort College Defenders against the Waldorf Warriors in the season opener for both teams. For the Waldorf Warriors, it is a christening of sorts as they're playing under the lights for the first time at home here at Bolstor Field. They've undergone a upgrade to their sports complex. They have field turf installed. They have lights up, and they are on, and we will need them by the time this evening is over. For the Dort College Defenders, a fresh start as well as Coach Greg Youngblood makes his debut on the bench for the Dort College Defenders on the sideline. He, of course, coached at Waldorf prior to accepting the position at Dort College last December. He spent 7 years in Forest City, 2 years as an assistant coach, and the last 5 years at Waldorf as they made the transition from a junior college to a four-year institution. For the Dort College Defender football team, it also marks a change in philosophy in terms of offense. We'll talk about that during our pregame show. And for the Waldorf Warriors, under Coach Kent Anderson, it will mark a change in philosophy as well as they will go to a more spread offense. The season opener, kickoff at 6 o'clock. Let's take a break, and we'll be back visiting with Coach Greg Youngblood right after this. This is Dort College Football on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. First order of business, let's visit with Coach Greg Youngblood about this evening's contest and also about the upcoming season. And we seem to be having some technical difficulties with that interview, so let's go instead to the interview we had earlier with Coach Ken Anderson, the head coach for the Waldorf Warriors, taking over as in his first year as head coach of the school in Forest City. And he came over from a conference school, so a bit of an odd season ahead for Coach Anderson as well. And he talked about that and a few other things as we talked about this upcoming season. And Coach Anderson, one of the first things, we'll get to that right now. This is college football on KDCR 88.5 FM.
Kent Anderson, the head football coach for the Waldorf Warriors, joins me now. And Coach Anderson, in his first year as head coach at Waldorf. And Coach, fill us in a little bit. Your previous college stop, where were you at before you arrived at Waldorf?
I was also in the Mid-State Football Conference in the last couple of years at Iowa Wesleyan College. And, 2 years there, head coach. And job here before that was previously coaching overseas. And so I've been around a while, but I'm sure happy that we're still in the Mid-State. It's great being Iowa, being in Iowa.
What drew you to Waldorf College?
The opportunity, I saw a nice commitment here. I saw the commitment to continue to try to actually do what Coach Youngblood did here. He played the foundation. He came in at a different time. He came in a time when they're really starting their program. And he did some great things here. And so I saw the opportunity with the new facilities to try to move forward with that. So I really respect the job that he did. And he left me in a pretty good situation, I will have to add.
Tell me about what you have tried to do with this Waldorf team since you took over last year.
And each coach, when they come to a new place, and I know Coach Youngblood is going through the same thing, you try to put your own personality in it and on it and add your own sort of, your what you want to be known for. So, what I say, I don't mean to sound like it wasn't done the right way previously, because Coach Youngblood has this great integrity and a great person. But we do have to nonetheless put our personality and our emphasis on it. What we're trying to do is really, just try to get the kids, and I think the same thing coaches do, try to keep the kids their confidence high. We know we're in a tough conference. We know we have a ways to go. We know that, the wins haven't been what we want to be. And we just have to try to do the best we can with that. And I think it starts with recruiting. It also starts with integrity. And if you recruit the right way and practice the right way and have integrity, eventually the wins will build from that. It doesn't go the other way around. I think you have to have those things first.
Tell me a little bit about this team in particular. Let's start with the offense, and tell me a little bit about what you set out, what kind of system you're going to run this year. We're in a unique situation with this first game in that both teams are going to have new head coaches on the sideline, and everyone's curious about what they can expect to see. What do we expect to see?
Well, I think we can expect, knowing a little bit what I know of scores and just reading a little bit, and I think they've read about us too. I think we'll see a contrast in style. And not that one style is any better than the other, because they're both effective. But I think for Dort, you're going to see a little bit more ball control. And for Waldorf, we're very up tempo. We're going to be, it's no huddle. We're going to do those things. We're going to try to move the ball quickly. And we'll be a little bit more spread oriented, which I know that Coach is aware of. And I know they're going to be a little bit more, compact in the box. They will spread you out, probably run the option a little bit, but they'll be a little more ball control and keep the clock down, and we're trying to keep the clock moving. And so, and they're keep the clock, it's to our advantage with a different perspective. And I know they'll want to stick to keep the clock moving as well. So it is a little bit of contrast in style. I think both of the defenses will be, very aggressive and they'll fly with the football, and I think that's going to be similar. We're a four scheme. We're a four down line scheme. We believe we're short to a three down line. So there is a contrast, but that doesn't mean that one is better than the other. It's the way it is.
What
is
That is Coach Greg Young. That is Coach Kent Anderson for the Waldorf Warriors talking about this season opener from his perspective. And obviously, this is an odd contest in that we don't see the first of the game opener matching up a pair of teams with brand new head coaches very often. So you can throw out what has happened in the past because you've got significant changes for both teams. Now we switch over and we visit with Coach Greg Youngblood, and we talk about what the Dort College Defenders anticipate as they prepare for the 2012 football season.
Let's visit with Coach Greg Youngblood, Dort College football coach, as he prepares for the season opener for the Dort College Defenders against the Waldorf Warriors. And off to Forest City for you, Coach, and the start of a new season. And after a few weeks of fall ball, after spring practice, I would imagine a lot of players, just like every other year, just ready to go and finally face somebody other than your own teammates.
Absolutely. Our guys have worked really hard and done a great job, but yeah, definitely it's that time where they're ready to play another opponent, and we're excited. Our guys have done a good job. They've made a lot of strides, so we're excited to see where we're at this first game.
You faced Buena Vista in a scrimmage about a week or so ago. What did you find out about your team? What questions did you have about your team going into that scrimmage, and what did you find out about your team?
Well, I think with a new offense and a new defense, you want to make sure your guys feel comfortable and you feel like you're sound in your schemes, whatever it is, especially with new schemes. And so we did see that. We saw a lot of good execution in areas. We saw some guys that were doing some new things they hadn't done before, but we executed a lot of good ways. Now, obviously, for a scrimmage, we saw things we got to improve on, and so we know we can get better for sure, but they were all correctable mistakes. So we feel really good about our guys, and they feel like that scrimmage was real beneficial because they can see themselves on film against another opponent, and now we definitely want to use that to improve our first game.
On offense, you talk about our new offense and the flex bone. What are the strengths of your team that play into going to that offense?
Well, I think that we've got linemen that are athletic. We've had some big linemen, but right now more of our athletic linemen are the ones that are going to be starting for us, because in our scheme, that's really more the priority. In a triple option, you're not blocking a couple defenders, so you really want guys that are mobile up front, your line, to get up on the second level. Linebackers, a secondary cut block, and so our guys do that. In our line, we've got some veteran linemen that are good in that area, so we're excited about that. And we have some skill guys, with returners like Trey Pickney and Dan Finnick that got some speed on the edge. We've got, good depth at the fullback, or what we call the B-back position, which is our inside run of the triple option. We got, three or four guys that can handle the ball there. So we feel like there's some pieces in those places that can be effective, and it's just putting it together. Obviously, quarterback is a decision maker. He's a guy that's got to get the ball in the right person's hands. He's kind of like a point guard on a basketball team. And so a lot of it falls on his shoulders, and I've seen both our quarterbacks, Bryce Russell will be the starter, but I've seen both of them do a good job, Kyle Hendricks being the backup. So, if they can execute and do that and get the ball in the right people's hands, I feel like we've got some people in the right spots to make some good plays, so we feel good about that.
Defensively, 3-4 is what you're going to start the season with. Tell me about what the jobs of those front three are, and then the four linebackers.
Well, Coach L. Santos and his staff have done a great job of preparing those guys. The front three guys are moving a lot, and they're always trying to create double teams. And, you know, obviously with the slant and movement, they're going to force the ball to cut back or spill wider than it needs to. And then our linebackers are fitting off of them. You know, they're going to always be able to find the open gaps and insert where they need to in our run fits. And there's always a lot of pressure. We're going to bring at least one person from somewhere, outside, inside. So there's a lot of movement, a lot of pressure. The offense is going to have to, you know, figure out where we're coming from. But then at the same time in the secondary, we're going to be sound with zone concepts that we can keep the ball in front of us, break downhill, hopefully force some mistakes by the quarterbacks and people, and we can be there to capitalize. So a lot of movement, zone behind it, and, you know, a lot of pursuit as well to the football, a lot of game tackling and team pursuit.
In that secondary, you're going to be missing one player that you really counted on, at least for this game. It remains to be seen how long he's going to be out, but that's kind of the theme right now as we get ready for the season opener. John Leachin's one of a couple players that you're going to be without this for the season opener.
Right. John's obviously a returning senior, you know, a very good secondary player in the past year. Was going to be our starter safety, and he's got a knee injury, so suffered the scrimmage, and so that'll be tough because he's a leader back there, and he's very smart, can kind of get guys lined up in the right ways and make sure we're on our right calls and checks. But we got some good guys that we feel like we'll be able to, you know, fill in. You know, with Ray Cleveland, Chris McDaniel, our two junior college guys, they're going to be back there, so it's not like we're going with a guy who's totally green. And then we've got guys like Cameron Petrie that have been around the program that can play corner or safety. So in addition to our other starters, we feel like there's some guys that can play there, but we sure hope that John will be back shortly. But, you know, until the meantime, we feel confident the guys we have.
That is Coach Greg Youngblood talking about his football team and the preparation for this evening's football contest. And, we don't talk a lot about the rivals here this evening just simply because there are so many unknowns heading into this evening's football game. But we will have a lot of answers, hopefully, by the time the 60 minutes of football are completed this evening. You're listening to Dort College Football on KDCR 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with more from Waldorf, Forest City, Iowa, right after this. We will be getting to our national anthem shortly, but first let's just take a brief look back at last year for both of these teams. Dort College Defenders were 2-9 last year. Wins came over Waldorf and Dakota State. Defenders netted a total of 1,019 yards on the ground, allowed 2,406. The Defenders passed for 1,670 yards, with opponents completing passes for 2,004. Daniel Fennig, back at a running back for the Defenders, ran for a team-high 537 yards last year on 150 attempts. Trey Pickney ran for 161 yards on 39 attempts. Leonard Manuel also ran for 141 yards, but he is making the shift to defensive end this season. A lot of depth at running back for the Defenders, and Leonard Manuel will be in on the defensive side of the football this year. Joshman Kemp, also back after a season-ending knee injury last year in September. He is back after gaining 130 yards last year. Both Manuel and Van Kempen missed significant time last year due to injuries. Dort College is without the three quarterbacks who attempted passes last season. You heard Coach Greg Youngblood talk about that. For now, on the two deep, we've got Bryce Rustler as the starter this evening. Kyle Henricks will be the backup, and I would not be surprised to see both players play here this evening. For the Waldorf Warriors, they come in after a 2-9 year last year. Their wins last year were over Trinity Bible College and Haskell. Warriors netted 844 yards on the ground, 2,719 yards for opponents. They had a tough time stopping the run last year. Waldorf accumulated a little over 1,100 yards of passing offense, and opponents passed for a little over 1,600 yards last year. Marshall Williams ran for 394 yards, which led Waldorf last season with 141 carries. Taking a look, though, at the depth chart for the Waldorf Warriors, and with a change in offense, Marshall Williams is not back. In fact, for the Waldorf Warriors, in visiting with Coach Ken Anderson, he talked about the fact that they have 80 new faces along with a new coaching staff here in Forest City, so a lot of mixing and matching early on, at least, for the Waldorf Warriors. For the Dort College Defenders, they maintain about half of their roster is made up of returners from last season and about 40 incoming freshmen. We're having the coin toss momentarily, and we'll be getting to the national anthem as well. And we have just had the coin toss at midfield. And it appears they are talking with the Waldorf captains. Waldorf will now be stationed to the left. Door College won the toss. They have elected to receive. They will be moving from right to left or from south to north, if that helps you. My back is to the sunshine this evening and a warm night in Forest City. Game time temperatures, I would imagine, right around 90 degrees, maybe dropping down a little bit. As I drove into town, one of the banks on their time and temp sign had 92 degrees. You were listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're still a couple minutes away from the start of the 2012 football season. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with more right after this. This is Dort College Football on KDCR 88.5 FM. You are listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Waldorf will be kicking off from our left or from the north. Dort College back to return will be Trey Pickney. He's on the near side. And it looks to me like the far receiver man is Courtney Samuel. He's located near the far sideline. Those are the two deep men for the Waldorf Warriors. Couple rule changes. On kickoffs, you will line up at the 35. Touchbacks come out to the 25. Cover team can only start 5 yards behind the football rather than the 10 yards from years past. And we are underway with football, an end-over-end kick. That'll be taken by Samuel. He takes it over his head at the goal line. He's to the 5, to the 10. He's up the right side to the 15, to the 20. And he is brought down at the 24-yard line. And we have a scuffle right out of the chute. And a helmet comes off for the Warriors. And that is number 41, Zane Choate. And Choate loses his headgear. And he will have to report to the sideline. New rule in football as well this year. If you lose your helmet, you have to check out for the next play. We are set for the first play from scrimmage for the Dort College Defenders for 2012 under center. Is number 15, Bryce Rossler. He hands it off straight up the middle, and with football, Courtney Samuel. Samuel, short gain on the play. Gain of 2 straight up the middle in that flex bone offense. The running back directly behind the quarterback is called the B-back. Most would call him a fullback, but he isn't a fullback in the sense that he doesn't do the blocking that a typical fullback does. Second down and 8 for the defenders. Rossler looks over to the sideline. Gets the play in. Coach Greg Youngblood also acting as offensive coordinator for the Dort College Defenders. Rustler has plenty of time, 19 seconds on the play clock. Man in motion. We've got movement along the line of scrimmage and making contact. And I believe it's going to be a defensive player jumping across, making contact with the offensive player. Conference between the officials. And that's going to be 5 free yards for the Dort College Defenders. On the penalty, and that'll bring up second down and a manageable 3 yards for the Dort College defenders. Second down and 3 for Dort College. Dort College in their white jerseys, silver numbers, trimmed out in black with the pant legs, with this piping down the pant legs. Under center is Rossler, man in motion. They hand it off straight up the middle again to Samuel, and nothing there for Samuel. Samuel stopped for no gain as it's plugged up the middle. That'll bring up third down and 3. Dort College will send a man in motion from the wing spots. They've got a double wing. That's the flex bone. And you hand off to the fullback. Quarterback can keep it, or you can pitch to that man who's going in motion. That's Fennig on the far side of the wing back. Samuel in the backfield. Pickney is to the left on the wing. Man in motion again. They hand it off to Samuel. Samuel's second effort. Still not brought down, and he is finally marked down at the 34-yard line. He was on top of a defensive player, and it looks to me like it's going to be a first down by the length of a football, and it is. So the Dort College defenders, their first down of the 2012 football season by inches, and Dort College will have it first down and 10 at their own 34-yard line. So a steady diet of Courtney Samuel to start this football game. Samuel, a 5'11", 200-pound junior from Chino Hills, California. Mount San Antonio Junior College was his stop prior to Dort College. Man in motion is Fennig. He stops behind the fullback. Goes to that quick motion, and Dort College, with 4 seconds on the play clock, are going to be forced to use a timeout. Timeout on the field, charge to the Dort College defenders as the play clock is set to expire. Dort College went to that quick motion, hoping to get Waldorf to jump off and get a free play out of it. Waldorf held steady at the line of scrimmage, and with the play clock winding down, Dort College uses their first timeout. Today's broadcast of Dort College football on KDCR made possible by the Van England Hub and Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent, 712-737-6000. By Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Greenaway is a broker. By Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Aarons and Steve Hobbiman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens, 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. Dort College breaks their huddle. First down and 10 to go, scoreless, 13-11 left to play in the first quarter. Rustler back to pass, scrambling to his right. He's under pressure. He's going to dump it out of bounds, incomplete. That time, as he made his way to the sideline by Chris Oliver. Oliver making certain that Rustler had nowhere to go with it. And Rustler ends up dumping it out of bounds. It'll be second down and 10. Rustler wears number 15. He's a 5'11", 205-pounder from Blanchard, Oklahoma. Transferred from Waldorf last spring. Under center is Rustler. Waldorf shows pressure, and keeping it himself is Rustler. Rustler, a gain of five, and he's upended at the 40-yard line. Tackle for the Waldorf Warriors by Sean White. It's going to be third down and five. Third and five for the defenders at their own 40-yard line. 12:45 and counting, first quarter. No changes in the formation yet. Dort College in the flex bone. Player on the near sideline is Josh Van Kemp, and he's split off to the left. Greases to the right. Man in motion is Pickney. Pickney, quick motion. And now he'll restation himself on the left wing. Thus far, Waldorf not jumping off. Had an early penalty. 5 seconds now on the play clock. Rustler under center. Rustler fakes the handoff, keeps it himself, and he's going to dive forward to the 42-yard line, short of the first down by 3 yards. And we'll likely see the Dort College punt team for the first time this evening. So a first down and now a punt coming for the defenders from their own 42-yard line. Fourth down and three, so not much thought needs to go into this. Back to punt for the defenders. Well, we'll double-check this, but I believe it's going to be Van Graal. That was who was listed initially as the punter for the defenders. It'll be Darryl Van Graal. Van Graal, sophomore, stationed at his own 30-yard line, gets it away, an end-over-end kick. And that'll be angled towards the sideline near the 20-yard line, and that's where Waldorf will take over. First down and 10, and they will take over at their own 18-yard line. So Dort College forced to punt from their own 42-yard line. Waldorf will take over. First down and 10 with 11:36 left to go in this first quarter of a scoreless game. So Waldorf will see their offense for the first time this evening. Dort College defensively will employ 3-4. You've got Gardner on the near side at the defensive end. Micah Applegate is at the nose, and Leonard Manuel is the right defensive end. First down and 10 for the Warriors. And the Warriors under center. They'll go to a reverse right out of the chute on the right side. Now an option pass out of it, and the man is open down the field, and it's incomplete. And we've got a flag on the play. Flag's going to go against the Dort College defenders, I believe, on the double reverse and then the option pass off of it. That's going to be 15 yards for the Warriors. Back on coverage for Dort College, Chris McDaniel. And Daniel broke it up, arrived just before the ball did. And in all honesty, not a bad penalty to take that time for the defenders, simply because if he doesn't knock that pass down, it's probably a touchdown for Waldorf. So Dort College showed blitz on the left side from one of their linebackers. Waldorf went to the double reverse and then came out of it with an option pass. and a 15-yard penalty. That's a first down, and Waldorf has it at their own 33-yard line. So Waldorf, with Brian Smith at quarterback. Now they'll line Smith up in shotgun. Shotgun for me. Well, actually, the pistol is the running back is behind Smith. He's going to roll left, rolling towards the sideline, right-hander, under pressure, looking to dump it, and he's going to tuck it away and try and throw. And no, he tucks it away, keeps it, had the opportunity to throw it out of bounds, and instead forced out of bounds for a 5-yard loss on the play. It'll be second down and 15. So an ill-advised decision that time by Smith, could have saved himself 5 yards and instead ran towards the sideline. And he's going to run towards the sideline. He comes off with a hang in his arm to the right. And that'll bring in Samuel Fisk. So quarterback change for Waldorf. Fisk substitutes in. So Waldorf with their backup quarterback on the field. He was knocked out of bounds for a 5-yard loss on the far side. Lennard Manuel ended up chasing him out of bounds. Fisk back to throw, cold off of the bench, and the pass is completed for an 8-yard gain on the near the far yard line, or the far yard marker, right near the 40 of the zero on the 40, and that's going to bring up third down and 7. Pass completed for Waldorf. Hurry up offense. Samuel Fisk in the pistol, facing third down. Back to throw his fist. Bubble screen gets it away, and nothing doing that time. Samuel Ashmore is there, throws the receiver for a loss. James Lloyd was tackled for the loss, and that's going to be a loss of 7 yards on the play on the bubble screen. And Sam Ashmore for the Door College Defenders, number 33, a junior from Arlington, Texas, makes the play. And the Waldorf Warriors forced to punt from their own 30-yard line. It'll be fourth down and 13. Door College will send twin safeties to their own 30-yard line. So fourth down and long, and Waldorf will be punting. Back to kick, and they get it away. Calling for a fair catch is Trey Pickney at the 34-yard line, and he makes the catch. And the Waldorf Warriors will send the defense onto the field, and Door College will see the offense for the second time this evening. We're scoreless. 9:52 left to play in the first half, first quarter, that is. North College and Waldorf, 0-0. Change on the offensive line as well for the North College defenders. Manning the center spot this year is Owen Rinalda. Moving to a left guard position is Jordan Huseman. So there's another change for you on the offensive side of the football. Rustler hands it off to Samuel, and Samuel is stopped for no gain. Right defensive end that time for Waldorf. Deontay Holloway made the play at the mesh point. Rustler was trying to hand it to Samuel, and he was stopped cold for no gain. 34-yard line, second down and 10. No gain on the play. Rustler back to throw, looking left. Now he's going to tuck it away, back to the line of scrimmage, dumps it over the top, and the pass is completed to Josh Van Kemp. And no, they're going to say incomplete. Now a flag comes out as well, and I believe Rustler was probably beyond the line of scrimmage. He was dancing near trouble, and he was over near the 35-yard line, and as he got near the sideline, he tried to dump it off to Josh Van Kemp. And I believe he was past the line of scrimmage. That's going to be a penalty. Illegal forward pass against the Dort College defenders. It's going to be a 5-yard loss, plus a loss of down. So it should be third down and 15 if they mark it off. That's going to go back to the 29-yard line, and Dort College facing now third down and 15. Well, they haven't changed the down marker yet. Nor have they changed the down on the scoreboard. So for the time being, we're going to say second down and 15. Rustler back to throw. Pass completed to the 40-yard line. Grease on his feet. Still trying to get to first down, and he's going to go backwards. He's to the 38 and is brought down. He was 4 yards short of the first down when he made the catch on the far hash mark. That's going to bring up third down It's going to be bring up third down and six. Third and six, so a gain of nine on the play. Pass was completed to David Grease, a senior from Linden, Washington. So third down and six. Pickney in motion, ball's down on the ground. Dort College snapped it quick out of the quick motion. And it's going to be a loss on the play. Loss of three on the play. That's going to bring up fourth down and long, and Dort College is going to be forced to punt. It's going to be fourth down and nine. And on the punt again will be Van Grau. So first down, fourth down and nine. Dort College punting from their own 40-yard line. Waldorf back to receive. Number 15, Tevin Padgett. Waldorf in purple jerseys with purple numbers outlined in white. Difficult to read those numbers. Van Grau gets the low spiraling kick away. It's going to be downed inside the 30-yard line at the 29. First down and 10 for the Waldorf Warriors. 7:53 left to play in the first quarter. We're scoreless. Waldorf with the football at their own 29-yard line. So the battle for field position continues. We'll get you some scores in between quarters, hopefully. Some GPAC football taking place today. So back into play. Quarterback is Sam Fisk for Waldorf. On in relief of Brian Smith. Fisk fakes the pass on the delayed handoff and a gain of four on the play for the Warriors. Walter O'Neill before he's brought down. Sam Ashmore there. Also for the Dort College defenders. Did I mention those silver numbers are difficult to make out on the white as well? Trace Bozarth comes up off the bottom of the pile. Middle linebacker for the Dort College defenders. And again, they'll hand it off to the fullback and straight up the middle. He's to the 45, to the 50, past midfield and brought down at the 48-yard line. Coming up to make the stop, Dort College's Raymond Cleveland, the safety, on run support. But Waldorf into Dort College territory for the first time this evening. They have first down and 10 to go at the Dort College 48-yard line. So a gain of 20 on the play, and here comes Waldorf. Again, the hand up off the middle, and a gain of 10, 11, and 12 yards for the Waldorf Warriors and Walter O'Neill. O'Neill finally brought down. Again, it was Cleveland coming up on run support, the safety, after a gain of nearly 10 on the play. They're going to mark him short of the first down by a half a yard. So Waldorf in the hurry-up offense. And again, they hand off to O'Neill, and this time O'Neill brought down near the first down marker. Coming up to make the tackle for the defenders, J.T. Atkins. Atkins makes the stop. And no gain on the play. It'll be third down and short. Waldorf, though, in four down territory, I would imagine, here. Fisk is under center for the Warriors. Fisk has O'Neill in the backfield with him. Four receivers set to the left, two to the right. They hand off to a man in motion. Coming around the right side, he's got the first down and then some. Ducks a tackler and is pushed out of bounds at the 25-yard line. James Lloyd on the end around. Forced out by Josh Nolmeyer and Chris McDaniel. Dort College giving up yardage right now. The Waldorf Warriors with a football inside the Dort College 30 at the 26. It'll be first down and 10. For the Warriors at the 26-yard line. Fisk under center, in the pistol, hands off to O'Neill. O'Neill again inside the 25, down to the 21. So a gain of five on the play, and the Warriors continue to march the football into Dort College territory with 6 minutes left to go in the first quarter, and Waldorf is threatening. Dort College gets three new defensive linemen on the field. Under center is Fisk. Fakes the throw. Now passes off to the left, that's completed, to the 10, to the 5, and still on his feet, pushed down at the 5-yard line. That's James Lloyd again. Oh, Lloyd, tough to stop on the outside. He gains a first down, and now it'll be first down and goal to go. Inside the 10-yard line for the Waldorf Warriors, and they marked him out of bounds at the 8. First and goal to go for the Warriors. They spread things out, two to the right, two to the left, handoff straight up the middle. And nothing doing that time for Walter O'Neill. O'Neill, a 3-yard loss on the play, back to the 10-yard line. It'll be second down and goal to go. Well, if there is a weakness to the spread offense, it is when you get inside the 20 and especially inside the 10. Suddenly all those bodies are compacted closer together. Fisk in the pistol. Dort College trying to stop this drive. Back to pass. Into the end zone, picked off by Cleveland. He's at the goal line, to the 5, to the 10. He lunges forward to the 13-yard line, and Raymond Cleveland, a junior, calling Sheldon, Iowa his hometown, but he's from California originally, makes the drive-stopping interception for the Dort College defenders. It'll be first down and 10 for the defenders at their own 14-yard line. So Dort College gets it back with 4:59 left to go. So the bend but don't break. So an interception at the goal line by Cleveland. And now the Dort College defenders have the football back. The defense needs a break. The Dort College offense needs to stay on the field for a while. Back to pass. Through pass over the top. Completed to Pickney at the 30-yard line. A dandy catch by Pickney near the sideline. He was able to beat the coverage of LeZedrick Hill. And a flag on the play near the 21-yard line. Lying on the far yard marker. And the penalty is going to be against the Dort College defenders. So, take away the 15-yard gain for the defenders, a 5-yard penalty against the Dort College defenders. Evidently an ineligible receiver downfield is the call. And the Waldorf Warriors on defense now is under center. Send a man in motion, handoff up the middle, and that's Samuel, Courtney Samuel. Gain of 3 on the play. It's going to be second down and 12. Second and 12, 4:30 remaining. First quarter, 0-0 our score. Dort College made a drive-stopping interception at the goal line after Waldorf had marched the football down the field. They were facing second down and goal, and Dort College made the stop. Rustler under center. They send Aaron Francis in motion. They pitch it over to Francis. Francis tries to get to the corner. He's to the 15 and forced down at the 18-yard line. So positive yardage for Aaron Francis. Francis to the 18-yard line. Gain of 4 on the play before he's tackled. And that's going to bring up third down and 6. Third and 6 for the defenders, under 4 minutes up to go. Evening in City. So the Waldorf Warriors on defense. A 4-man front. Man in motion. Rustler fakes the handoff, keeps it himself, ducks inside. And he is going to be stopped just short of the first down. Stopped short by less than a yard. They're going to mark him just past the 18. He needed to get just past the 19 for a first down. Dort College will punt it away. So Waldorf will get the football back. Dort College punting from their own 18-yard line. So Darryl Van Grauw on to punt. And the Warriors will station their safety at the 35-yard line. Van Grauw gets it away, and this one's a lot of hang time, but not very deep. It's going to take a bounce at midfield, and it took a good bounce for the defenders. Otherwise, that one could have been back to the Dort College 40 or 35. Instead, it's marked at the Dort College 48-yard line. So a punt of 30 yards for Van Grauw, and Waldorf takes over at the Dort College 48-yard line. First down and 10. Fisk is the quarterback. He's on in relief of quarterback Brian Smith. And the snap is back to Fisk. He hands off inside handoff. Gain of 4 on the play. It'll be second down and 6 yards to go. Carry that time by Lavelle Maddox. Seth Vandevort came up on the tackle for the defenders. Vandevort, middle linebacker, second team all GPAC honoree last year. In the pistol, they hand it off to Lloyd. Well, beg your pardon. Up the middle instead, that's Lavelle Maddox. And Maddox again past the 40 down to the 36-yard line. And Waldorf picking up yardage in 6- and 7-yard chunks right now. First down and 10 to go for the Warriors in Dort College territory at the 36-yard line. So the Warriors get the play from the sideline. Samuel Fisk spread it out, 2 to the right, 1 to the left. They've got 2 players in the backfield. Fisk, barking signals, fakes the handoff, loses the football. They come with a blitz. That's Bozarth, and brought down, a quarterback sack for the Dort College defenders. A quarterback sack for Dort College, making the play, Seth Vandevort. Bozarth had a shot at him, and it was Vandevort that finished him off. A loss back to the 43-yard line. A loss of 7 on the play. Second down and 17. Fisk in the pistol. 3 receivers set to the right, the wide side of the field. He's going to roll that way. Looking down the field. Pass is completed to the 30 and brought down at the 29-yard line. Pass completed to Cordell Black. And Black was stopped immediately by Josh Nolmeyer. Short of the first down by 3 yards, it'll bring up 3rd down and 3, but at this stage, I would say Waldorf is in 4-down territory. Under a minute left to play in the first quarter. Fisk hands it off, up the middle, and a 1st down for the Warriors. Coming up on run support for the defenders is Chris McDaniel, but not before Waldorf's Lavelle Maddox picks up a 1st down down to the 22-yard line. So Waldorf gains the 1st down. Dort College defense has been on the field a long time already this evening. Waldorf with the football. Samuel Fisk in the pistol. Back to pass. Dort College brings pressure and the pass is incomplete. Dort College came with pressure off the edge. Blitzing was Caleb Waldacker. Waldacker came from his outside linebacker spot. Brought pressure, pass fell incomplete. Tried to go to Cordell Black, and Black was running down the field and didn't stop. Fake the handoff, we've got a flag on the play. Pass is intercepted, taking it away is Waldacker. Waldacker at the 25-yard line, but we've got a flag to sort out. Caleb Waldacker dropped back into coverage that time on the rollout. He made the leaping grab at the 25-yard line. And the Dort College defenders appear to force a turnover. No, they're going to say offsides against the Dort College defenders. A 5-yard penalty, and Waldorf will keep the football. So it'll be 2nd down and 5 now with 30.5 seconds remaining. So take the interception away, give it back to Waldorf. It'll be 2nd down and 5 at the Dort College 17-yard line. So the Warriors with a backup quarterback, Samuel Fisk. He's on in relief of Brian Smith. Smith left with a banged-up shoulder. He's got his helmet off. So Fisk in the pistol, fakes the pass. Now he drops it inside instead to Lloyd, and Lloyd is inside the 15 down to the 11-yard line. Well, I beg your pardon, that's Williams instead. Williams with the carry. And he gained a 1st down. Waldorf facing 1st down and 10 now at the 11-yard line. 18 seconds left to play in the first quarter. 0-0 our score. Waldorf trying to change that here. Fisk in the pistol. Fakes the inside handoff. He keeps it himself. He's to the 10, to the 5. Still on his feet. He's into the end zone. Touchdown. An 11-yard touchdown run by Sam Fisk. The backup quarterback faked the inside handoff and simply went up left tackle, dodged one tackler, and went into the end zone the rest of the way untouched, and he scores with 4 seconds remaining in the first quarter. 6-0 our score. Waldorf on to attempt the point after. 6-0 Waldorf. The snap is down. The kick is up. And the kick, a low-line drive kick, is through the uprights and good. And the Waldorf Warriors take a 7-0 lead. 7-0 our score. You're listening to Dort College Football on KDCR 88.5 FM. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. Also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. So the Waldorf Warriors with it, leading 7-0. Trey Pickney takes it at the 10-yard line. He's to the 15, to the 20. This will be the last play of the first quarter. He's still on his feet to the 30, 35, and brought down at the 37-yard line. Best field position of the day for the Dort College defenders. And Dort College will take over first down and 10. And they will start at their own 37-yard line. And we'll take a break. We've played one quarter. Our score, Waldorf 7, Dort College 0. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Football on KDCR. First and 10 for the defenders out of the flat zone. Send a man in motion. Back to pass is Rossler. Rossler pass completed to Grease, and Grease is brought down at the 47-yard line. Near a first down, Rossler completes it to Grease. Grease ran 10 yards down the field, stopped. Pass was delivered on the money by Rossler, and that's a gain of 10. They'll give him first down. Dort College trailing 7-0, but they gain a first down, now threatening to go into Waldorf territory for the first time this evening. For the defenders, they need a ball control drive. Keep the defense off the field. Fennig cuts back. He's stopped at the line of scrimmage. Ran off the left edge and dodged one tackler, but then was brought down on the far hash mark by Waldorf's Delane Keane. Delane King, that is. And that'll bring up second down and 10. Dort College trailing at 7-0. Waldorf getting the first score of the 2012 football season on an 11-yard run by Sam Fisk, culminating a 48-yard drive. Rustler fakes the pitch, pass over the middle, incomplete, intended for Grease. Had a man open, but overthrew him, and that's going to bring up third down and long. Third long for the defenders, and Dort College needing to go to the pass is their running game thus far, not able to gain any traction. And with in so doing, incomplete pass is stopping the clock and could possibly stretch this thing out a little bit, as Waldorf, they want as many plays as they can get from scrimmage. They've gone to the spread offense, running a lot of plays. Back to pass is Rossler, keeps it option pitch instead. Pitches to the right side, and nothing doing that time for the Dort College defenders. I believe that was Jake Flone. Flone got the pitch on the right side, and he's brought down for a 1-yard loss on the play on the near sideline. That's going to bring up fourth down, and Dort College is forced to punt. So Jake Flone gets the pitch. He'd been lining up the last couple of plays. He was on the left wing. They went with the option pitch. Rustler pitched it to him, but there was nothing there for Flone. And the defenders facing fourth down and 11. And Van Grau back to punt. Van Grau gets it away, a line drive kick. Fair catch called for at the 16-yard line, and that'll be where Waldorf takes over. First down and 10, Dort College forced to punt it away from their own 47-yard line as their drive stalls. Waldorf will take over, 13:26 left to play. First half, Waldorf leads it 7-0. Waldorf will take over deep in their own territory at their own 18-yard line. This is their worst field position since their first possession of the football game, when they started at their own 18. Today's broadcast made possible by People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC. They hand it off up the middle, nothing doing that time, plugged up by the defenders. Sam Ashmore there for Dort College. Gain of one on the play. It'll be second down and long. That time it's Walter O'Neill at running back. Waldorf's using several different running backs. They've been rotating a ton of players through. The Waldorf Warriors, backup quarterback in Samuel Fisk. If you're just joining us for Waldorf, Dort College knocked the quarterback out of the football game. Bubble screen is completed to the 22-yard line, and stumbling and falling to the 23-yard line after the pass was completed. That's to James Lloyd, and Lloyd stopping himself from a big gain. It'll be third down and 5. He stopped himself that time. Anthony Hallam was there on coverage, but it was Lloyd who tripped and fell. Waldorf playing with a 7-0 lead, falls loose in the backfield, picking it up. and trying to get out of the pocket is Waldorf's quarterback, but he's finally brought down at the 25-yard line. Quarterback Fisk let it through his fingers on the pistol snap, and Matt Grease, linebacker, came up, made the stop before he could get the first down. Looked like it was going to be a big loss, but Fisk was shifty enough that he was able to get back to the line of scrimmage, gained a couple, but now it's fourth down and three. Waldorf punting from their own 25-yard line. Dort College with return men at the 35. That'll be Fennigan Pickney. Let's see if Dort College can get a big play from one of those. Snap is low, picked up by the Waldorf punter. A low spiraling kick. Pickney calls for the fair catch at his own 40-yard line. And that's where Dort College will take over. First down and 10. It's been a battle for field position thus far here in this football game. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. 722-2313. So Dort College taking over at their own 40-yard line, 11:38 left to play, first half. And the Dort College defenders under center will be Bryce Russler. Russler hands it off. No, he keeps it himself. Football's down on the ground, though, and getting on top of it is Russler. A loss of 8 on the play. Looked like Russler had given it to Samuel, then pulled it out, and the ball ended up on the turf. The freshly installed artificial turf here in Forest City. And a loss of 8 before Russler could get on top of it. He beat the defensive player back to it. But now it's second down and long. Second and 18 at their own 32-yard line. Dort College has not done themselves any favors on offense. We've got movement. Back to pass is Russler. Russler dumps it off. Pass completed to Pickney. Pickney to the 40, to the 45. He gets back to the original line of scrimmage, plus 5 yards. So Pickney, completed pass. We'll call it a gain of 11. It'll be third down and 7. So third and 7 on the completion to Pickney. Somebody lost some equipment at the 33-yard line. Dort College now going to the hurry-up offense. Russler under center. Russler sends a man in motion. They go to that quick motion, and now Russler will go to the sideline, get a play from the Dort College coaching staff. He checks his wristband. Dort College double wings. And they send Pickney in motion again. This time Russler back to pass, floats it off for Grease, and the pass is battered away, incomplete. Knocking the ball down, intended for Grease, was Scott for the Waldorf Warriors. And the Dort College defenders are forced to punt with 10:32 remaining in the first half. 7-0, Waldorf in front. They'll get the football back. Dort College punting from their own 44-yard line. So Van Grau, stationed at his 30, gets it away. Spiraling low kick, not much hang time. It's going to be taken at the 18-yard line, to the 20, to the 25, still on his feet, 30, and finally brought down at the 34-yard line, the return man for the Warriors. That's where Waldorf will take over, first down and 10. Benoit Harris on the tackle on special teams for the defenders. He's a freshman. We've got a player down for the defenders. So player down at the 17-yard line, an injury timeout. We'll take a break and be back with more right after this. This is Dort College Football on KDCR. Clayton Johnson hurt on the play. Cedro Woolley Washington is his hometown. He's helped off with the assistance of a couple of teammates. He's able to put weight on both legs, though. That is a good sign. And the Waldorf Warriors with the football. First down and 10. This will be Fisk. Again on offense for the Waldorf Warriors at quarterback. Drops back to pass. Pass out into the flat. And Ray Cleveland on the tackle. Loss on the play. Pass was completed to James Lloyd, but Cleveland came up. He cheated up on the play. And Cleveland was able to make the tackle. Loss of 5 on the play at second down and 15. So Cleveland makes the stop. Pass completed to Lloyd, but a loss of 5. Second down and 15. And the pistol is Fisk. Dort College showing blitz. They'll send the blitz from the left side. Back to throw his fist. Fisk under pressure. He's going to go down. Bozarth got to him first. Lennard Manuel was there to make sure he didn't go anywhere, and he's down at the 20-yard line, a loss of 10 on the play, and it's going to be third down. And 22, they'll mark him at the 22-yard line rather than the 20, so a loss of 8 on the play. So Fisk goes down that time. Dort College is going to have a man. They're going to be called for an extra man on the field. They were trying to race off and get a substitute in. Waldorf recognized it. They snapped it. They got a free play out of it. They pitched it right side over to running back Lavelle Maddox, I believe. But that's a gain of 3, but that's a free play in effect. They're going to pick up 5 yards for the illegal substitution. So Dort College saw a player racing off the field. That was Matt Grease trying to get off the field before the ball was snapped, and he was on the numbers yet, a long ways from the sideline. And it's going to be third down and long, but Waldorf 5 yards closer to a first down. So Waldorf with a football, third down and long, Fisk in the pistol. Two receivers to the left, two to the right. No motion. Fakes the handoff. Drops back to pass. Pass is incomplete at the 38-yard line. In and out of the hands of James Lloyd. Would have been well short of the first down by at least 7 or 8 yards. And the Dort College defenders will get the football back. First down and, well, they'll get it back after the punt by the Warriors. On to punt for the Warriors will be Brennan Stack. So Dort College should get the ball in good field position, punting from his own 27-yard line. 8:51 left to play first half, 7-0, Waldorf in front. So Waldorf punting, a spiraling kick taken by Fennig at the 35-yard line. He retreats to the 30, tries to turn the corner, back to the 35, stopped at the 40-yard line. I believe they'll give him forward progress to the 39. No, they will not. They'll mark him back at the 36-yard line. He ends up with about plus one after receiving it at the 35. Retreated to the 30. Looked like he was back to the 40. Was met cold there and forced out of bounds at the 37-yard line. So Dort College takes over first down and 10 at their own 37 with 8:39 left to play in the first half. 7-0, Waldorf in front by virtue of a touchdown run by Sam Fisk, capping a 48-yard touchdown drive. So Dort College under center is Bryce Russler. Russler hands it off to Samuel. Samuel bullying his way forward to the 45-yard line. A gain of 7 on the play before he's dropped straight up the middle by the fullback in the flex zone offense. It'll be second down. Give him a gain of 8. It'll be second and 2. Second down and 2. A hot evening here in Forest City. We're about 45 minutes into this football game. Pretty fast-moving football game thus far. Russler is under center. Double wings for the defenders left and right. Grease wide out to the right. I believe Josh Van Kempen off on the far sideline. Can't make out that number, though. Russler takes it straight up the middle. He's into Dort College territory. Gains 6 on the play and brought down at the 49-yard line. So Russler follows his center, Owen Rinalda, straight up the middle for a first down. So Dort College with their first down of the of this drive after starting at their own 37-yard line. So Russler under center again. Dort College trailing 7-0. Four-man front for Waldorf. They show linebackers in the middle. Give it to Fennig. Fennig to the left corner. He's to the 45 and forced out of bounds at the 40-yard line. So Daniel Fennig, the sophomore from Duncanville, Texas, forced out of bounds at the 40-yard line after a gain of 9 on the play. Well, they'll mark him out at the 41, so a gain of 8 on the play. Second down and 2. 7:25 left to play. First half, Josh Van Kempen is the far receiver on the far sideline. Sun glaring off those silver numbers yet here at 6:45 in the evening. Russler identifying the defense, calls the play. Gives it to Samuel. No, gave it instead. I believe that's Pickney. Pickney to the 34-yard line. First down yardage for the defenders. So Dort College finding something that's working on this drive. They trail 7-0. Started this drive at their own 37-yard line, but they're into Waldorf territory at the 35. 7 minutes left to go in the first half. 7-0, Waldorf leading 7-0. Samuel is the running back. On the near side, the near wing is Fennig. Pickney in motion. Rustler dropping back to pass, looked to dump it. Now he's going to race to the sideline, intended for Pickney, and throws it incomplete. Threw it, led him too far. And that's going to be second down and 10. Second down and 10 yards to go. Waldorf on defense. They play a four-man front, but they've been showing a linebacker or two coming up to the line of scrimmage. So fourth down and 10. Clock is stopped after the incomplete pass. Grease is on the near side. Aaron Francis into the football game. He's the right wing now in the flex bone. Send a man in motion. That's Francis. Keeping it is Rustler. Rustler trying to find some room to run. He's picks up two or three in between the tackles. Then he bounced it out to the hash mark, and a lot of running, gains 2 or 3 yards on the play. It's going to be third down and long. 6:21 left to play. They sent Francis in motion that time from the right wing. They line those wings up almost right behind the tackles. Now they're going to load it to the right side. They'll put, they're going to put Pickney in the slot. Rustler back to pass. He's going to roll right. Stops, plants, throws, and the pass is incomplete. And that'll bring up a decision for the defenders here at the 33-yard line. It's fourth down and 7. 37-yard line. That's going to be a 54-yard field goal attempt, and they're going to think better of that and instead send the punt team on it. So then Grau is on to punt. It appears Dort College is going to punt. Waldorf, coaching staff, you can hear through my headset, reminding the sideline to watch for the fake. Then Grau will punt to the end zone, and that's going to go out of bounds, and that'll be a touchback. Aiming for the corner, Dort College will give Waldorf the football back. And Waldorf will take over first down and 10 at their own 25-yard line on the touchback. So that situation end up netting just 37 yards. You net 12 yards on that play. 5:50 left to play in the first half. Waldorf leads at 7-0. Halftime, hopefully we'll have some scores for you. Waldorf inside, well, they're at their 20-yard line, so this will start at their own 20. Only on kickoffs is the touchback enforced to the 25. Waldorf, Fisk hands it off, and nothing doing. Blowing that play up with Sam Ashmore. Loss of two on the play after the handoff to Williams. It's going to be second down and long. Second down and long. Looks like Waldorf will overload to the near side. They've got three receivers there right now. They're going to bring them to the right side instead. Lone setback in the pistol is Williams. Fisk is the quarterback. 5:20 and counting, first half. Fisk communicating with Williams. Fisk back to throw. Dropping back, pressure brought, and incomplete, batted down by Dort College's Matt Grease. So Grease bats it down. He made contact with it on the pressure from the outside linebacker spot. He came off the right edge. That's going to bring up third down and 12. Clock stops on the incomplete pass. So third down and long for the Warriors, deep in their own territory. Dort College defense, let's see if they can make one more play here and get the football back with some time. Fisk in the pistol, gets a snap, fakes the handoff, drops back to pass. He's going to throw it over the middle, and the pass is intercepted by the Dort College defenders near midfield and downed at the 45-yard line. So Dort College getting the interception. That was the far corner. Was it the safety Cleveland who came over to make the on the help to make the play? It happened on the far sideline right in front of the Dort College bench, and the player who made the interception immediately converged on. And so the Dort College defenders will get the football back at their own 45. 5:01 left to play. And as effective as a punt, in all honesty. So first down and 10 for the defenders. 5:01 remaining at their own 45-yard line. Rustler under center. Hands the ball off to Samuel. Samuel into Waldorf territory, down to the 42-yard line. A gain of 13 on the play for the Dort College defenders on the handoff to Samuel straight up the middle. And that'll bring up first down and 10 in Waldorf territory at the 42. 4:50 left to play, first half. Dort College looking for the touchdown that would even the score. They trail 7-0. Rustler is under center. Fennig set to the right, send him in motion. Samuel, they give it to him, and Samuel's been the workhorse thus far. He gains 2 on the play. It's going to be second down and 8. Second down and 8 yards to go. You're listening to KDCR 88.5 FM. Just gotten the word that it was Josh Nollmeyer on the far sideline who made the interception for the defenders. Happened right in front of the Dort College bench. Immediately converged on. Tough to make out who made that interception. Rustler back to pass. He's got grease open. Pass is incomplete. He was out of bounds at the 12-yard line. Went up to make the grab. Very nearly did the tightrope walk down the sideline. Incomplete. Brings up third down and 8. Third down and 8 yards to go. Football at the Waldorf 40-yard line. Waldorf has turned it over a couple of times. See if Dort College can make them pay for one of these. The Nollmeyer interception moments ago. So third down and 8 for the defenders. 3:55 left to play first half. Rustler back to pass. Goes play action. Pass is batted and incomplete. Tip 3 times, and it falls incomplete. That'll bring up fourth down. And the defenders, with 3:49 left to play in the half, my guess would be they'll punt here, facing fourth down and 8. Van Grau comes in from the sideline. The Meridian, Idaho native. And the Dort College defenders will line up. Back to return is Tevin Padgett, I believe, at his own 10. The punt, too. Line of scrimmage at the 40. Line drive angled towards the sideline. It's going to take a bounce, another skip, and Dort College unable to catch up with it. That goes into the end zone, a touchback for Waldorf. So Dort College forced to punt at the Waldorf 40. And with 3:42 left to play in the first half, our score still Waldorf 7. Dort College, 0. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors. Custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor, 712-395-0764. By Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hollerton, Craig, Paulina, Renson, and Sanborn. Their member, FDIC. Fisk, back to pass, completed. To Lloyd, but Lloyd, not much there as he stopped after a 1 yard gain on the play. Hallam on the coverage. Also on the play for Dort College, Chris McDaniel. McDaniel, I've called his number several times. He's a transfer from Baker College. He's 6'1, he's a junior from Carson, California originally. 3:20 left to play. First half, Waldorf with it deep in their own territory at the 21 yard line. Fisk turns, hands, and a 5 yard gain up the play, up the middle on the play. O'Neill makes the he gets the carry, and the Waldorf Warriors facing now third down and four at their own 27-yard line. So Waldorf facing third down and four at the 26-yard line. That's where they'll mark it. Fake the handoff on the end around and a hole up the middle and a first down plus 5 yards. Brought down at the 37-yard line, the ball carrier. That was Lloyd making the tackle. McDaniel making the tackle. And the Warriors have a first down, and they extend the drive. So Waldorf with the football at their own 38-yard line. And the handoff this time up the middle, and nothing doing that time. Short gain. Yard line. Second down and two, a gain of two on the play for the Warriors. Handoff straight up the middle and nothing doing that time. No gain on the play for Lavelle Maddox, I believe. Maddox, boy, they've just rotated running backs in play after play for the Warriors. They've got a fleet of them. Facing now third down and eight. Walter O'Neill up to the line of scrimmage. He's in the pistol behind Fisk. North College, three-man front, showing pressure from the edges. Back to throw is Fisk. Fisk drops back to pass, and the pass is completed to the 50-yard line, and that's a first down. Hallam on the coverage. McDaniel gambled for the interception. Very nearly picked it off. If he gets that one, it's six the other way. Instead, Waldorf has a first down at midfield, 150 and counting. First half, they trail 7-0 to the defenders. Confusion on the field for the North College defense. They get up to the line of scrimmage. Handoff up the middle, gain of three on the play. It's going to be second down and seven. Second down and seven. So Waldorf chipping away again here. Droid Pelham on the near side. Quick snap by the Warriors. Busted play and not much there. Football's down on the ground, but the running back was down after a loss of three. Pelham made the tackle. Loss of three on the handoff to Walter O'Neill. And they bring up third down and 13. 1:08 left to play in the first half. Waldorf leading 7-0. Nearing a minute left to play in the half. So Fisk barking signals, two to the right, two to the left for receivers. Fakes the handoff. Back to throw is Fisk. Fisk has a man open over the top. It's completed to the 10-yard line. He bobbled it, stayed in bounds, and then ended up out of bounds at the 10-yard line. And Waldorf has it first down and goal to go from just outside the 10. Pass was completed to James Lloyd. Lloyd got in behind Chris McDaniel that time. And Waldorf, with under a minute left to play in the first half, has it first down and 10, just outside the 10-yard line of the Dort College defenders. Fisk fakes the pass to the left, goes to the right, pass is completed, and the Waldorf Warriors are into the end zone, touchdown. Adam Isaacson, the receiving end of the 11-yard touchdown reception from Fisk to Isaacson, and the Warriors lead it now 13-0. 13-0 our score, Waldorf in front. Point after on the way. Kick by Brennan Stack is up and through the uprights. 14-0, Waldorf leads. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Back with more after this. Kick is taken by the defenders at the 25-yard line, and downed at the 27-yard line is Courtney Samuel. So Samuel brings it out to the 24, and the 26, and that's where North College will take over. 37.2 seconds remaining in this first half. North College trails at 14-0. Waldorf has scored twice inside the final minutes of the first quarter and now the second quarter. Back to pass is Russler. Dort College trailing by a couple of touchdowns. Russler throws towards the sideline, incomplete. It'll be second down. Second down. and 10 yards to go for the Dort College defenders at their own 27-yard line. So second down and 10 at their own 27-yard line. Been a rough go so far for Dort College on offense. Defensively, they've been on the field too long in this heat. The defense starting to wear down. Handoff goes up the middle. Nothing there for the Dort College defenders. Ball carrier for by Courtney Samuel. Samuel, nothing doing that time in the middle of the Waldorf defense, has been able to plug things up. And with 15 seconds left, Dort College will let the clock wind down. Get one more play off. Under center is Rustler. Rustler sends a man in motion. Fakes the handoff, keeps it himself, and he's brought down. Loss of five on the play to end the first half, and we've got a penalty on the play. I think we might have an unsportsmanlike conduct coming here. Dort College player was on the grass. Waldorf player was standing next to him, and the flag came out. Let's wait and see what the call is. The officials conferring. 14 to nothing, Dort College trailing. So a personal foul on the Waldorf Warriors. It's going to be Chris Oliver. 15-yard penalty. And the question is, will Dort College run an untimed play here, or is at the end of the first half? And Dort College is going to decline the penalty. And trailing 14 to nothing, the Waldorf Warriors will go to the locker room with the lead. Dort College goes to the locker room trailing 14-0. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with a recap of the first half right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders trailing 14-0 at halftime. And for Dort College thus far, it's been a difficult go of it. Not many drives that have been sustained. Waldorf has scored twice, once in each quarter, once at the end of each quarter. Waldorf got on the board late in the first quarter on an 11-yard touchdown run by Sam Fisk. It was Fisk to Isaacson for an 11-yard touchdown reception. Late in the first half, with under a minute left to go, to make it 14-0. Dort College able to get an interception near the goal line by Ray Cleveland as well. That ended another Waldorf drive. This Waldorf team, of the four editions I've seen, there was one year we did not play, Dort College did not play the Waldorf Warriors. But of the four that I have seen, this is by far the team with the most speed of any of those Waldorf squads. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more at halftime right after this. You are listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Today's broadcast of Dort College football on KDCR, made possible by Hilt Real Estate. Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at hiltrealestate.com. By Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory on the web at www.highwaychevrolet.com. By Farmers Mutual Insurance Association of Hull and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. Football from earlier today was Doan over Briarcliff in the lone Great Plains Athletic Conference contest involving two GPAC teams. 41-28, the final there. Doan was on top from the outset. Nebraska Wesleyan over the University of St. Mary, 25-20. Dakota State and Dakota Wesleyan are playing this evening. Volleyball earlier today was Dort College over Baker, 3-1. And the word is from Bellevue, Dort College and Kansas Wesleyan are going to a fifth set in that second match. Earlier today, Dort College men's soccer defeated Trinity Christian in overtime, 2-1. Derek Sackey got the game winner in the first overtime. No report on the women's soccer game with the University of San Francis thus far. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders trailing in this one 14-0 to the Waldorf Warriors. And Dort College has to find some offense, some sustained offense, have some success here this evening. Waldorf Warriors right now with a 2-touchdown lead. And we are still waiting on the numbers. Hopefully get them by halftime or before the halftime comes to a close. And these season openers are a nerve-wracking time for press box personnel. And if we get those numbers, we'll pass them along to you just as soon as we can. Coming up this week, Dort College football team is at home Saturday afternoon, playing in the GPAC opener with the Hastings College Broncos. Dort College Volleyball is on the road to Briarcliff on Wednesday for a GPAC contest. Dort College Soccer in action this weekend as well. They'll play a pair of doubleheaders on Friday and Saturday of next week, of this coming week. And the cross-country team has the week off. Today's broadcast of Dort College football made possible by C&H Body Repair in Orange City. The reputation didn't happen by accident. Now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. By Borenson's of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at Borenson's.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. And by American State Bank, offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Albert, and Hull, member FDIC, and the community. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Dort College trails 14-0 to the Waldorf Warriors. We're at halftime. We'll be back with more right after this. Halftime numbers look like this. Waldorf 14 first downs, Dort College 9. Net yards rushing, Waldorf 166, Dort College 82. Passing, Waldorf 107, Dort College 46. Dort College 5 of 12 through the air, Waldorf 9 for 15. Total offense, Waldorf 273, Dort College 128. Dort College had one fumble. They recovered it to maintain possession. Interceptions, Waldorf has thrown two interceptions. Dort College has punted seven times in the first half for an average of 34 yards. Waldorf, three punts for an average of 18.3 yards per punt. Waldorf has converted 5 of 8 third down conversion attempts. Dort College is 1 of 5. Individually, Bryce Russler, 10 carries for a total of 41 yards. Courtney Samuel, 5 carries for 30 yards. Daniel Fennig, 2 carries for 8 yards. Bryce Lassler, 5 for 12 through the air, 46 yards, a long of 17. David Grease, 2 catches for 19 yards. Trey Pickney, 2 catches for 11 yards. Josh Van Kemp, and 1 catch for 16 yards. Waldorf is led by Walter O'Neill on the ground. He's got 9 carries for 93 yards. Lavelle Maddox, 7 carries for 38 yards. Francisco, 3 carries for 31 yards. James Lloyd, 1 carry for 13 yards. Samuel Fisk, 9 of 13, 2 interceptions, 107 yards through the air, including a long of 42, which set up Waldorf's second touchdown. James Lloyd, 4 receptions for 12 yards. Mark Bellatori, 3 catches for 64 yards. Cordell Black, 1 catch for 20 yards. Defensively, well, yes, let's get to the defense. Anthony Hallam, 4 tackles, 1 assist. Seth Vandevort, 3 solos, 2 assists, including 2 tackles for loss. Chris McDaniel, 2 solos, 2 assists. And Sam Ashmore, 2 solos and 2 assists. Interceptions, Ray Cleveland had 1. And Josh Nolmeyer had the other interception for the defenders. Drive chart, take a close look at that. Dort College's best field position was at their own 40-yard line. Beg your pardon, at their own 45-yard line. Ended up punting that football. when they, after gaining 15 yards to the Waldorf 40-yard line. For Waldorf, they have two sustained drives, and those have resulted in a pair of touchdowns, and right now that's the difference, 14 to nothing. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Back with more. After a warm evening in Forest City, Iowa, the Dort College defenders trail the Waldorf Warriors by a score of 14-0. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from the Van England Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000 and by Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area, whether buying or selling. Put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker. By Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hoveman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens, 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. By People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC. By Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. 722-2313. And by Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Take one more break, and we'll be back with second-half action from Bolster Field for a city. Right after this. KDCR Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Well, I misjudged things, so we've got a little bit of time left before we get to the second half. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Dort College defeats Kansas Wesleyan in volleyball. Final just in, 3-2. Dort College wins sets 1-4-5, 25-17, 25-8, and 25-8. Those wins sandwiched around 25-22, 25-19 losses to the Coyotes. So Dort College 3-1 this weekend in volleyball. They go to 6-2 for the season. Let's take one more break and be back with the second half right after this. Waldorf, by virtue of a pair of first-half touchdowns, lead at 14-0. They scored with under a minute left to go in the... first quarter. Tacked on another score late in the second quarter. They lead it 14-0. Dort College has to find a way to contain the Waldorf running game. 166 yards on the ground, too many in the first half of play. Offensively, Dort College has to find a way to generate some offense. Onside kick by the defenders, and it's recovered by Waldorf, and they'll take over first down and 10 at their own 40-yard line. So Waldorf will take over first down and 10 as Dort College tries to catch Waldorf sleeping. And they're unable to do so. Waldorf will take over. Good field position at their own 40-yard line. Trailing 14-0 are the defenders, and the defense comes out onto the field. So Dort College tries to steal one, and they're unable to do so. Waldorf fell right on top of it. One of their up men at the 40-yard line. So Waldorf with the football. Fisk in the pistol. Drops back to pass. Screen play, pass is completed to the 35-yard line, and a loss of 3 on the play. Dort College making the tackle for the defenders was Matt Grease. Grease makes the stop, so a loss of 3 on the play. It'll be second down and long for the Warriors. 14:35 and counting, third quarter. Dort College needs a defensive stop here, get the football back. They trail by a couple of touchdowns. Fisk hands it off, and straight up the middle carry. Short gain on the play for Lavelle Maddox. Maddox back to the line of scrimmage, and that's it. Third and 13, so no gain on the play. Fisk looks to the Waldorf sideline, gets the play in. Fisk is on in relief of starting quarterback Brian Smith. Smith banged up his shoulder in the first half. Pass over the middle, completed to midfield. He's to the 50. Still on his feet to the 45, shakes one tackler, shakes another, and is finally forced out of bounds at the 40-yard line by Chris McDaniel. So Waldorf into Dort College territory. Pass completed to James Lloyd. Dort College having a difficult time matching the speed of the Waldorf Warriors. So the Waldorf Warriors continue to convert on third down. In the first half, they were 5 for 8, and now are 6 of 9 on third down conversions. An official's timeout, an equipment issue for James Lloyd. They'll bring Adam Isaacson in from the sidelines. So Waldorf Indoor College territory at the 41-yard line. So 41-yard line, first down and 10 for the Warriors. Back to Fisk. Fisk hands it off, and a big hole on the left sideline, on the left side of the line for Lavelle Maddox. And Maddox, 6-yard gain on the play, down to the Dort College 35. Second down and 4 yards to go for the Warriors. They're able to seal Dort College's defensive end, Leonard Manuel, and there was room to run. Back to pass this time. It's Fisk. Fisk spun out of one tackle. He's to the 35, tucks it away to the 30, and he has a first down before he's brought down by Trace Bozarth. So the Waldorf Warriors putting together a drive that started at their own 40-yard line there in Dort College territory up the 30, and right now they are not letting off the gas. First down and 10 to go for the Warriors. Fisk in the pistol. Fisk. Throws it to the right side, room to work, to the 25, down inside the 25, down to the 24, pass completed to Adam Isaacson. He gains 6 yards after getting the ball in space, some room to work on the right side. He's brought down by Seth Vandevoort. So a gain of 6, it'll be second down and 4, and we have a player shaken up on the play for the defenders. Looks like a cramp for Josh Nolmeyer. Nolmeyer struggling to get to the sideline. He'll be helped off. He had the interception earlier this evening. Hallam comes in. That's Anthony Hallam, a senior from Visalia, California. He'll line up at the left cornerback. Fisk in the pistol. Fisk back to pass. Pressure from the corner, and pass is completed inside the 10 to the 5. Touchdown. Pass completed to Mark Ballatore. Ballatore able to get past Chris McDaniel after he made the catch just inside the 10-yard line, and Waldorf leads it now 20 to nothing. 20 to nothing our score. Waldorf in front. And on to attempt the point after is Brennan Stack. Snap is down, kick is up, and the kick is dead center. And the Warriors lead it now, 21-0. 11:57 left to play, third quarter. Dort College on the return, 350 at the 20, to the 30, to the 35, still on his feet to the 40, and brought down at his own 41-yard line. So good return that time by the Dort College defenders, trailing 21 to nothing. They'll take over first down and 10 with 11:50 left to go in the third quarter. A 60-yard drive to start the second half for the Waldorf Warriors, so they come out of the locker room immediately and do some damage. Ballatore on the touchdown reception that time to make it 21 to nothing. And the Dort College defenders up to the line of scrimmage. Rustler hands it off up the middle. And Samuel gains 5 on the play. Going to be second down and about 5 yards to go. Courtney Samuel, the fullback and the flex bone. He's stationed directly behind the quarterback. Then you've got the two wings, one to the left and one to the right typically. If not, they're going to line up in the slot. Fennig and Pickney, left and right respectively. Grease is on the near side. Van Kampen is on the far side, lined up as wide receivers. Four-man front for Waldorf. Now they show a blitz from the outside. Hand off to Samuel. I beg your pardon. Keeping it himself that time was Rustler, and Rustler fooled me up here. Able to pull it away at the last instant. He's into Waldorf territory down to the 42-yard line. So a gain that time for Dort College of over 10 yards. Dort College has it in Waldorf territory, trailing 21 to nothing. Dort College needs something good to happen on this drive. Rustler is under center. And now we have a stoppage in play, an equipment problem for one of the Waldorf players. Trying to adjust his helmet the way it looks.
Dort College has it first down and 10 at the Waldorf 42, trailing 21-0 are the defenders. Today's broadcast made possible by Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hull, Ayrton, Craig, Paulina, Remsen, and Sanborn. Member FDIC, and by Hilt Real Estate, Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt, offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at HiltRealEstate.com. Hand off to Samuel. Samuel up the middle. Gains five on the play. Tackle made by Kenny Brown. Listed as a strong safety on the Waldorf roster. So a gain of four on the play. It'll be second down and six. So 21-0, Dort College trailing. 10:33 and counting. Rustler under center. Waldorf again showing pressure from the edges. They come up with the linebackers on the outside. Rustler keeps it himself. He's to the 30-yard line. He gains eight on the play before he's brought down. And the Dort College defenders another first down. Marching into Waldorf territory. Best field position of the evening. For Dort College, as deep as they've gotten into Waldorf territory tonight. So both teams flexing their muscle on offense here in the second half. Waldorf scored on their first possession of the second half. Now Dort College on their first offensive possession, marching deep into Waldorf territory. Rustler sends Pickney in motion. Handed off to Samuel, and nothing there for Samuel. Maybe gained one on the play, possibly two. Well, the quarterback is going to take some punishment in this offense. Holloway. Deontay Holloway for the Waldorf Warriors. 6'3", 305-pounder, took Rustler out after he handed off. 9.5 left to go. Third quarter, Dort College trailing 21-0. Under center. Rustler hands off to Samuel. He lost it. It's down on the ground. I think Jordan Huseman got it. Huseman fighting for it with three purple jerseys, and Huseman not giving it up. And Jordan Huseman comes away with it to maintain the possession for the Dort College defenders. Jordan Huseman, a senior from Orange City, Iowa, hanging on to that football for all he was worth. Dort College maintains possession of it. It's going to be third down and eight. Third and eight. Rustler under center at the 28. Got to get past the 20 for a first down. Rustler is going to keep it himself. Looks for the pitch. Pitches over to Pickney. Pickney to the 25-20. He's got the first down just barely from my vantage point. Oh, now they're not going to give him a good spot. On the option play, Pickney got the pitch late from Rustler, and the spot is not a good one. He's going to be short by less than a yard. Even looks like less than the length of a football. So Dort College will go for it here, trailing 21-0 in Waldorf territory at the just outside the 20. 14 seconds on the play clock. Dort College gets the play from the sideline. Six men up on the line of scrimmage for Waldorf. Rustler keeps it himself. Second effort. I believe he got it. The line judge comes in and looks like he's going to give him the 19-yard line. Clearly a first down, and the Dort College defenders have it first down and 10 to go at the Waldorf 19. So Dort College leading, the trailing 21-0. 7:52 left to play. This one still in the third quarter, that is. Still a lot of time left in this one. So Waldorf giving up yards grudgingly right now. Dort College with a fresh set of downs to work with inside the 20, first down and 10. Rustler under center. Man in motion is Pickney. Dropping back to pass is Rustler. Rustler pass over the middle. Incomplete. Tipped at the last instant by Josh Van Kemp, and otherwise that's an interception for Francisco for the Warriors. Better bring up second down and 10. 7:34 left to play in the third quarter. Clock stops on the incomplete pass. Dort College trailing 21-0. 21-0. Waldorf playing in their first ever night home game. Lights and turf installed this summer. Nord College trying to ruin it, but right now Waldorf has played inspired football. Handoff up the middle to Samuel, and Samuel gains five on the play before he's brought down. Nothing fancy there. Samuel straight up the middle. Gain of five. It'll be third down and five. Third down and five, Nord College. Facing another third down conversion attempt. They were 1 of 5 in the first half on third down conversion tries. And they will try to keep the drive moving. All likelihood, four down territory here. Under 7 minutes left to go in the third period. Rustler is under center. They hand it off to Samuel. No, Rustler keeps it himself. He's inside the 10 down to the 5-yard line. So Rustler pulled it away from Samuel. Gains 9 on the play. It's first down and goal for the defenders at the 5-yard line. So Rustler is able to pull it away from Samuel on the fake to the fullback up the middle. And once those defensive players committed, Rustler was able to run behind the left side of the offensive line for Dort College, namely the guard over there, Jordan Huseman. So it's first and goal to go at the 5. Rustler fakes the handoff, keeps it himself. He's into the end zone. Touchdown, Dort College. So Bryce Rustler gets Dort College on the board with 6:25 left to play in the first half, and pardon me, in the third quarter. So Rustler, a 5-yard touchdown run. And the defenders are on the board. They trail 21-6. 21-6, Dort College trailing, trying to make it a 14-point difference here. So Rossler makes it 21-6, pending the point after. Dykstra's point after is up, and Barry Dykstra makes it a 21-7 ball game with 6:25 left to play in the third period. Back with more after this. CRC Center, 88.5 FM. The Dort College soccer team, the women's soccer team, that one just completed. They lose to St. Francis 4-1. Here in football at Forest City, Waldorf has a 2-touchdown lead, 21-7. 6:25 left to play here in the third quarter, and they've got the football at their own 35-yard line. So Waldorf will get it. Good field position at their own 35 after that kickoff went out of bounds. So Dort College defensively, they've got to get the ball back. Cannot afford to give up another score here. Dort College showing blitz off the edge. Fake the handoff in the end around and instead give to the fullback. He's to the 45, 50. He's got some room to run. 45, 40, 35, 30, and drug down at the 20-yard line. Finally getting him, chasing him down from behind. I believe that was Jonathan Gardner who finally made the tackle, but not before the big gain by the Waldorf Warriors, number 31, Darian Neal. Neal makes the run. And he goes some 45 yards down to the Dort College 20-yard line. And Waldorf is threatening here with just over 6 minutes left to go in the third period. Handoff straight up the middle and brought down behind the line of scrimmage. Trace Bozarth is right there. And he makes the tackle of Walter O'Neill. So O'Neill back in after that 45-yard run. Waldorf threatening again. So the Waldorf Warriors up to the line of scrimmage, facing second down and long. Swing pass up to the left, room to work for the Warriors. They've got a completion down inside the 20 to the 15-yard line, and that pass is completed again to James Lloyd. And Dort College has had difficulty matching up with him all evening. He's down to the 17-yard line. So he gained back the 3 that Waldorf lost and gains another 4. So a pickup of 7 on the play. It's going to be third down and 7. Pistol formation for the Warriors. They swing Lloyd from the left to the right. Fisk back to pass. Pass over the middle is completed inside the 5 and is diving to make the grab. Pass was completed, and that's it for Lloyd. But so Lloyd down. Beg your pardon, not Lloyd, but Isaacson instead. Inside the 5-yard line as he goes to a knee to make the catch. And it's going to be first down and goal to go from inside the five at the three-yard line. See if Dort College can get a turnover here to hold Waldorf out. Back to, well, they hand off up the middle, and we've got a flag on the play. Stopped short of the end zone was the ball carrier for the Warriors. And the flag comes out from that vantage from where it was thrown. I'm going to guess this is going to be a hold, but we'll wait and see. And this will be a holding penalty against the Warriors, and that's going to bring them back 10 yards from the spot of the foul, which was the line of scrimmage. So it's going to be first and goal from the 14 instead. So a costly penalty there here for the Warriors. Let's see how costly as things play out on this series of downs. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, the holding penalty. The holding penalty keeping Waldorf out of the end zone. Now Dort College, the defense, needs to make a play. They did earlier in the ballgame. Raymond Cleveland made an interception at the goal line. Need a carbon copy right here. First and goal to go at the 14. Get the down over, obviously, after the holding penalty. They've not cranked the clock back into play yet. So Waldorf with the full 25 to work with. 4:58 left to play, third period. Waldorf with a 21-7 lead. Dort College needs a play here. Fisk is the quarterback in the pistol. Drops back to pass. Pass completed over to Lloyd. Lloyd, some room to work. He dodges one tackler. He's to the 10, inside the 10, down to the 5-yard line. And it's going to be second and goal from the 5. Anthony Halla makes the tackle. Also coming over to help out was Ray Cleveland for the defenders. Second down and goal to go at the 5. Dort College down by 14. So the Waldorf Warriors up to the line of scrimmage. In the pistol is Fisk. He's got two receivers to the left, one to the right, isolated over there. Fisk fakes the handoff, keeps it himself. He's going in for his second touchdown of the evening. I saw a flag, though, I believe. There was a flag on the play. Well, evidently, that flag got picked up. Fisk goes in from 5 yards out for his second touchdown run. And after a first half dominated by the defenses, we've had three possessions and three touchdowns, two of them by Waldorf here in the second half. So Fisk, another 5-yard touchdown run. And that point after is straight through. And the defenders trail 28-7 with 4:09 left to play in the third period. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. Great pitch. That is Danny for the 20, for the 25-30, and brought down at the 35-yard line. First down and 10 for the Dort College defenders at their own 35. So the Waldorf Warriors have made good on their first two possessions of the second half. Dort College comes out trying to match them, trailing 28-7. 28-7 our score. And Russler up to the line of scrimmage, looks over the defense. Takes the handoff, back to pass, pass over the middle, intercepted. Take it away, intended for Fennec. This one's going to go the other way. 35-30, 25-20, 10-5, touchdown. A pick six for the Waldorf Warriors and Tevin Padgett. So Padgett, an interception return, and Waldorf leads now 34-7, pending the point after. So Padgett goes about 50 yards, half the length of the field. Evidently the route looked like a hot route, and Fennig did not see the ball directed towards him. And with 3:53 left to go in the third period, Dort College trails it now 34-7. 34-7 our score, pending the point after for the Warriors. Snap is down, kick is up, and the kick is blocked. And the score remains 34-7. You're listening to Dort College Football on KDCR 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. That kick goes into the end zone. It's fielded, and taking a knee is Daniel. 34-7 our score, four possessions in the second half, four touchdowns, three of them by Waldorf. How does that happen, you ask? An interception return for a touchdown moments ago. That makes it a 34-7 ball game. Rustler under center. Non-conference football game. Rustler keeps it himself. Pitches over to Pickney. Pickney running to the wide side of the field, and he is forced out of bounds at the 28-yard line. Gain of three on the play. So second down and seven. Gain of three on the play for Pickney. And the Waldorf Warriors holding a 34-7 lead right now. 3:40 and counting left to play third period. So Dort College up to the line of scrimmage, trailing by four touchdowns. Well, we're back, and we apologize for the cutout there, but our phone line dropped, and looks like we are back. Not much has happened other than a penalty for the Waldorf Warriors at this point. So Dort College with the football, handoff goes to Pickney. Pickney up the middle, and he's close. Beg your pardon, that was Samuel. Samuel straight up the middle, past midfield, inside the 48, down to the 47-yard line. And that will bring up first down and 10 for the defenders. So a couple of first downs, one by virtue of a penalty, the other by virtue of a run that time by Pickney. And the Dort College defenders with a football in Waldorf territory, trailing 34-7. Rustler hands it off to Samuel. Samuel up the middle. He gains five on the play. It's going to be second down and five. Second down and five. So Waldorf with the lead. Dort College with the football. Bryce Rustler under center. Courtney Samuels, the fullback. Take the handoff to Samuel. Pitches instead to Fennig. Fennig to the wide side of the field, to the 40. Play stretched out to the sideline, though, and he's forced out of bounds. Gain of seven on the play. That's enough for a first down with 1:45 left to play in the first half, pardon me, in the third quarter. Coming up on the 8 o'clock hour, you're listening to KDCR, Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Dort College with a football in Waldorf territory at the 34-yard line. Strung together a good drive here. Waldorf, though, with some room to work, leading 34-7. Rustler is under center. Courtney Samuel gets the handoff, and Samuel gains maybe two on the play. And that's going to be second down and long. Second and seven, so a short gain on the play for Samuel, straight up the middle. And when Samuel gets it, it is straight up the middle. You can make that assumption out of this offense. That's the fullback dive, if you're familiar with the triple option. That has been Dort College's offensive play of choice thus far. So second down and eight. Pass over the middle, incomplete, intended for Fennig. Fennig got his fingertips on it, unable to bring it in, though. And brings up third down and long. Clock stops under a minute left to play in the third period. This is KDCR, Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Waldorf has surrendered one touchdown this evening. That was on the first possession of the second half for the defenders. Dort College went 58 yards. Now Dort College facing third down and eight. Third and eight. Movement on the left side of the line, no flag. Handoff goes to Samuel up the middle. 4 yard gain on the play. It's going to be fourth down. Well, now they step back 1 yard. It'll be at the 29-yard line, so a gain of three on the play. And it's going to be fourth down and 5 yards to go. 35 seconds left to play in the third period. Dort College trailing 34-7. And they need to run one more play here in the third period. 27-point difference. Waldorf pulled away from a 14-0 halftime lead to lead it 34-7. 3 second differential between the play clock and the game clock. Fourth down and five, Dort College trying to keep the drive alive. Handed off to Samuel. Samuel wrapped up, and he's not going to get it. He stopped short of the first down. He's dropped at the 25-yard line. Waldorf will get it on downs at their own 25-yard line. So Waldorf with a 34-7 advantage. And they will take over on downs, and the clock down to a second left to go in the third period. And on the change of possession, Waldorf will get the football back at their own 25. Clock stops for the moment. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley. Over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory on the web at www.highwaychevrolet.com. Samuel Fisk will line up under center for the first time this evening. He drops it off to James Lloyd. Lloyd on the end around, and Lloyd picks up 6 yards on the play, and that's the end of the third quarter. Our score, Waldorf 34, Dort College 7. You're listening to Dort College Football on KDCR 88.5 FM. Well, Waldorf flexing their muscle this evening. They lead at 34-7. 80 new faces on the sideline for the Waldorf Warriors, and they've picked up some good ones. Pass over the middle, incomplete. Ray Cleveland on the coverage. He was the closest man there. Adam Isaacson, he was in the vicinity. Didn't have much of a chance at it, though. So Dort College turned it over on downs. Waldorf's got it. Started out at their own 25-yard line near the end of the third period. Waldorf in the pistol. Back to throw is Fisk. Fisk pass tipped, and did he catch it off the deflection? Looking for the indication, a line judge on the near sideline comes in saying it was incomplete. Took a little while to find out if that one was complete or not. And that's going to bring up fourth down. So the Waldorf Warriors facing fourth down and five, and they're going to punt. They've got a cushion to work with. 34-7, clock stop for the moment on the incomplete pass. Trey Pickney and Daniel Fennig stationed at Dort College's 35-yard line. A high-hanging kick, fair catch called for by Fennig at the 35-yard line, and that's where Dort College will take over. First down and 10 at their own 35 with 14:45 left to play in this football game. Dort College trails at 34-7. So the Waldorf Warriors on their way, unless Dort College can muster a comeback here. They need four touchdowns. Waldorf offensively, they've been able to chew off some yardage in 4 and 5 yard chunks on the ground. I would imagine they'll stay on the ground almost exclusively if they get that football back. Back to pass is Russler. Russler dodging pressure. He rolls to the right. Pass is incomplete to the sideline. It's going to be second down and 10. So Dort College forced out of their game here this evening. They wanted to play ball control. They wanted to run the ball. And playing from behind, down 14-0, you could afford to do that. Down 21-0, you got to stray from your game plan. That is what has happened here in the last couple of drives. Dort College has had to go to the air. And for the defenders, that has not resulted in much on offense. Courtney Samuel lines up behind him. Rossler rolling right. Pass is delivered and complete to the 39-yard line. A gain of 3 on the play. And it's going to be third down. Pass was completed to Grease on the far side. For Dort College, that's David Grease with a grab. Third down and 7. So third and 7, 14-16 remaining. Ball game, Dort College down 34-7. Dort College, Russler is under center. Send Francis in motion from right to left. Back to throw. Russler's pass is tipped and incomplete, intended for Van Kemp, and a slant over the middle. Waldorf player got his hands on it. That was Francisco tipping it. From a linebacker spot, beg your pardon, that's 44 rather than 24. It's Rodney Taylor. Taylor, linebacker, knocked down. And with 14:02 remaining, Waldorf Warriors will get the football back. Van Grau will be punting from his own 38-yard line. Gets away his best punt of the evening. Taken at the 30-yard line on the fair catch. So about a 40-yard punt for Van Grau. And the Waldorf Warriors will take over first down and 10 at their own 30. Well, on the bright side, not many penalties in this one. Pretty cleanly played for a season opener. Recapping what's happened thus far today in Dort College Athletics. Men's soccer victorious in overtime, 2-1 over Trinity Christian, the school out of Chicago. Dort College volleyball swept a pair. They got one over Baker, 3-1. And beat Kansas Wesleyan 3-2. Fisk hands off straight up the middle. Not much there. Dort College selling out to the run that time. And Gamble, and they make the play. No gain on the play on the carry. It'll be second down and long. DeBose, the running back, this time for Waldorf. And Waldorf, they just keep bringing in fresh players in that backfield. Amazing depth. They've got a ton of players. And talking to their sports information director before the contest, they've got some players that are waiting on eligibility. Bubble screen to the left, and was that a forward pass? Goes out of bounds, so it was. And they'll, let's see where they mark it. If it was a lateral, it'll be back 3 yards. That's what I thought. So a loss of 3 on the play as the ball was thrown backwards and out of bounds. So now 3rd and down and 13 for the Warriors. 3rd down and 13 for the Warriors. Clock stops. 13:24 left to play in the game. Dort College trailing 34-7. This was a 14-0 ball game. Waldorf at halftime. Bubble screen to the left. Nothing there that time. Loss of 2 on the play on the far side. It's Dort College defense. They've been out on the field a lot, and some players starting to get up very slowly. As Ray Cleveland makes the tackle, he gets up very slowly for the defenders. It'll be 4th down and 14. Daniel Fennig and Trey Pickney back at their own 40 to receive the punt. Said it earlier in the half, I'll say it again, this is the best Waldorf team I've seen in the 5 years of watching the college football, the games Dort College has been involved in. This is the 4th out of 5 years we've seen Dort College and Waldorf play. A spiraling kick that will drive Fennig back to the 35-yard line. He's going to let it bounce. It's going to take a Waldorf bounce to the 21-yard line, and that's where Waldorf will take over. First down and 10, Waldorf. Beg your pardon, first down and 10 for Dort College at their own 21-yard line with 12:34 left to play in the contest. Dort College trailing 34-7. So for Dort College, it's turned into a long evening. Forced out of the game plan. Rustler under center. Back to pass. Pass is tipped and intercepted. Another interception. This one at the 30-yard line. Waldorf gets the football back. So a tipped pass. And picking it off is Scott. So Scott, with the interception off the deflected pass, and they rule him down at the Dort College 27-yard line, and Waldorf looking for more. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. So the Waldorf Warriors with a football. They hand it off, and a short gain on the play. Darian Neal, gain of 3. It's going to be second down and 7. 12:15 and counting, ball game. Waldorf looking to put the exclamation point on this one here. So second and 7 for the Warriors. Back to pass, Fisk. Fisk under pressure, gets away from one tackler. He's inside the 20, tucked it away and ran. And this freshman from Washington, Fisk, for the Waldorf Warriors, on in relief. He wasn't expected to start. He didn't start. Brian Smith was the starting quarterback. He went 3 plays and injured a shoulder. And the way Fisk has played this evening, Smith might have a hard time getting his job back. Brian Smith sets up third down and two, hands off to the fullback, and nothing there. Ball comes out, and they're going to rule him down. A loss of six on the play. That's going to bring up fourth down, and Waldorf will send the kicking team onto the field. Brendan Stack will kick. So Stack is on to try the field goal, and they're going to mark this at the 31-yard line. It'll be a 41-yard attempt. So the 41-yard field goal, and he's made 4 of 5 point after attempts, and that one's dead center. And the Warriors get a 41-yard field goal. And the Dort College defenders now trail 37-7. 37-7, our score. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with a kickoff right after this. Trey Pickney returns it to the 23-yard line, and that's where Dort College will start trailing 37-7 with 10:43 left to play. Here in the ball game, Dort College down. They were down 14-0 at halftime, and they have not been able to stop Waldorf in the second half. Bryce Russler on at quarterback for the defenders. Hand off up the middle. No, Russler pitches instead over to Francis. Francis to the 30-yard line. Gain of 7 on the play. So Aaron Francis on the carry. So a gain of 7 on the play. It's going to be second down and 3. So Dort College starting out at their own 23-yard line. With 10:27 left to play in the ballgame, Russler gets the play in from the sideline. So Russler under center. They send a man in motion. That's flown. Pass over the middle. Incomplete. Intended for Francis. Francis unable to hang on to it. Had a 7 or 8 yard gain on the play if he reels that one in, and might have had some more room to run if he catches that in stride. Instead, it glances off of his fingertips and out of bounds and drops to the turf. And that will bring up third down and 3. Third and 3. Russler under center. So Bryce Russler up to the line of scrimmage. Checks his wristband for the play. Third down and 3. Dort College down by 30. Hand off up the middle, and Courtney Samuel on to the 40, 41-yard line before he is finally brought down. Tripped up. Is able to fall forward for another 2 or 3 yards. And that's a first down for the defenders at their own 42-yard line. So a first down for the defenders. Trailing 37-7 is Dort College. And the Dort College defenders, they trailed 14-0 at halftime. Waldorf set the tone for the second half with a touchdown immediately to start the second half on their first drive. Dort College answered. Here's Russler rolling right, looking downfield, floats it incomplete, throw it away, and it's going to be second down. Second down and 10. Second down and 10. Well, the drama taken out of this one. Pass falls incomplete. Clock stops. 9:32 left to play in this football game. Today's broadcast of Dort College football made possible by Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. By CNH Body Repair in Orange City, the reputation didn't happen by accident. Russler, hands off, up the middle. And Courtney Samuel, nothing doing that time. He loses a half yard on the play. It's going to be third down and long. Well, we talked about it in the pregame show. A lot has changed, so we didn't focus a lot on last year. So third down and 10. 9 minutes left to go. Waldorf with this one well in hand. And back to throw is Russler. He's got pressure. Floats it over to Flowen, and Flowen is brought down at the 39-yard line. That's Jake Flohn on the reception, but a loss of a couple on the play. And that's going to bring up fourth down and long, and Dort College is forced to punt. So Dort College will punt this one away. So fourth down and 13. Van Graal back to punt again. He's got well over 10 punts. He's into double digits. Ball is going to roll out of bounds, and this time it'll roll out inside the 10-yard line down to the 9. And the Dort College defenders will play defense with Waldorf taking over at their own 9-yard line. 8:08 left to play in the contest. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Dort College trails at 37-7. Today's broadcast made possible by Borenson's of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at Borenson's.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. And by American State Bank, offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Grenville, Albert, and Hall, member FDIC, and the community. Waldorf takes over first down and 10 at their own 9-yard line. Waldorf with it. Back to throw. Pass is tipped at the line of scrimmage. Incomplete. It's going to be second down and 10. Leading 37-7. Waldorf keeping the foot on the gas here. Samuel Fisk in at quarterback. And I would imagine at this point, Waldorf just simply trying to get Fisk as much work as they can. He was the second string quarterback coming into the contest. And depending on the injury to their starting quarterback, he might be the starter for the next week or two. Hand off to Matt Williams, to Williams. Williams is tripped up on the play. After a 9-yard gain, it's going to be third down and 1. Third down and 1. Third down and 1 yard to go. Waldorf with it deep in their own territory. 9-yard gain on that play. And we've got movement on the line, right side of the line of scrimmage. Up and out of his stance pretty quickly was Jonathan Vega for Waldorf. So that's going to be a 5-yard loss on the play. On the false start. So third down and 6 now. 37-7, our score, Dort College down 30. 15 seconds on the play clock. 7:20 on the game clock. Waldorf facing third down and 6. Fisk hands it off, and that's going to be close to a first down, and it is. It's first down on the second effort. Williams on the run, and Williams gains 8 yards on the play. He needed 6, he got 8. And that extends the drive. Waldorf with it now at their own 22-yard line, first down and 10. Well, the lights have taken full effect here in Forest City. About 2.5 hours into this football game, started in the heat. Big hole on the right side of the line, 30, 35, 40, and a gain of nearly 20 yards on the play for the Warriors. And they're just chewing up yardage right now. That's Williams on the carry. A stable full of running backs, it looks like, for Waldorf. They stretch out the field. They stretch it from side to side. James Lloyd is a matchup problem at wide receiver. You start cheating out that way. And that just gives those running backs more room to work. New defensive unit on the field for the defenders. Another carry on the right side and another 5-yard gain on the play for Williams before he's tackled by Chris McDaniel. Dort College secondary making a lot of tackles here this evening, and that is not a good sign. 6:20 left to play here in the ball game, and the Waldorf Warriors. Samuel Fisk in the pistol. Second down and 5. 5-yard gain on the play. Second down and 5, Waldorf will let the play clock run down. Fisk turns, tries to hand it off. It's loose and down on the ground, and the fumble recovery for the Dort College defenders, Chris McCoy. Well, I beg your pardon, Seth Vandervoort, 40, not 49. Well, it is 49. That's going to be Chris McCoy. McCoy making the fumble recovery. And the Waldorf Warriors give the football up on the fumble. Dort College will have the football back. So Bryce Russler brings the troops back out onto the field. 5:55 left to go in the game. Waldorf Warriors giving the ground up, giving the football up now. Dort College with a good field position. Russler turns. He's going to run the option. Pitches it over to Pickney. Pickney to the 40, to the 35. Inside the 35, down to the 30-yard line, and flag comes out. Gain of 11 or 12 on the play, pending the outcome of the flag. If the play stands, Dort College gets a first down. If it does not, this one's coming back. It's going to be a face-masking penalty on Waldorf, and that's going to be tacked on to the end of the play. So Dort College will have a good scoring opportunity here. Given the first down, and it's a 15-yard penalty tacked on to the end of the play. First down and goal to go at the 15, 5:46 left to play. It's been all Waldorf this evening. Dort College has not been closer than 14 here in the second half. Trail by 30 here, 37-7. Russler sends Pickney in motion. Russler keeps it himself straight up the middle, and that's going to be a gain of 4 on the play. Second down and 6. This drive started at Dort College's 23-yard line. They're now into Waldorf territory at the 10. 5:20 and counting, ball game. Waldorf tries to get two players in from the sideline and think better of it. Under center is Russler. They send Pickney in motion. Gives the handoff to Samuel. Samuel inside the 10, down to the 8. So a gain of 2 on the play. It's going to be third down and 3. Third and 3 with 4:50 left to play in the contest. 37-7, Dort College down. 37-7, our score. Russler under center. Russler turns, hands gives to Samuel. And the ball comes out. Now Waldorf has it. Taking the ball away was the Waldorf defensive lineman. And coming up with it was Eben Mignot. Eben Mignot makes the play. Waldorf gets it back with 4:32 left to play in this game. So Waldorf comes up with a turnover deep in their own territory. Second turnover of the night by the defenders. They had an interception return for a touchdown earlier this half. And now a fumble brought back out to the 17-yard line. And it'll be first down and 10 to go for the Warriors. Samuel Fisk back on at quarterback for the Warriors. Warriors with a 37-7 lead, 4:32 left to play in the game. Handoff straight up the middle. And that's going to be Williams. Williams gains 4 on the play. Second down and 6. So second down and 6 to go. Waldorf. Couple of first downs, and they can salt this one away. Fisk taking his time. He's in the pistol. 4 minutes left to go now in the contest. Fisk turns, hands gives to Williams. Williams to the 25 to the 30, 35-40. Dodges a tackler. He cuts it back to the right side. Now comes back to the middle of the field and is brought down into Dort College territory at the 44-yard line. And making the touchdown-saving tackle for the defenders, I believe that's Zach Shaver, number 37 for the defenders, makes the tackle in Waldorf territory. I beg your pardon, in Dort College territory at the 42-yard line. So that swings the field position to Waldorf now with 3:35 left to play in the contest. 37-7 our score. Back to throw. Pass swung out to Lloyd. Lloyd with it at the 40, down to the 35, and brought down at the 35-yard line. A gain of 7 on the play. second down, 3 yards to go, with 3:18 remaining in the contest. Clock now moves, 3:10 left to play, Waldorf Indoor College territory. They'll let some time come off of the clock. Waldorf, two players to the right, one to the left. Fisk turns, hands, gives, and a short gain on the play. Not much there that time. Plugging up the middle for the defenders. This is Vinoy Harris. Harris makes the tackle. It's going to be third down and three. So the Waldorf Warriors in control of this one. Have been most of the second half. Fisk in the pistol. Has a running back behind him, swings it out to the right side, passes completed to Lloyd. Lloyd to the 35-30, to the 25, and inside the 25, down to the 24-yard line. Gain of 11 yards on the play. 2:17 remaining. So 2:17 left to play. And the Waldorf Warriors in control. And they could very nearly run out the clock here. Swing pass over to Lloyd that time, and Dort College just having a tough time matching up with his speed. Hands it off to Williams. Williams bounces it outside to the 20, to the 10, to the 5, touchdown. A touchdown for Williams. And the Waldorf Warriors have taken a 43-7 lead. More fireworks now by the scoreboard. And the Waldorf Warriors make it 43-7. 43-7 on the touchdown run by Williams. And right now a dejected group for the Dort College defenders. 43-7 our score, pending the point after. Snap is down, kick is up, and the kick is no good. Our score stands 43-7. 1:57 left to go in this ballgame. Waldorf will be kicking off when we're back right after this. Dort College returns it. Trey Pickney to the 15, to the 20, and out to the 30-yard line, and that's where Dort College will start the drive. 1:51 left to play in this contest. You're listening to KDCR, Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. It's been all Waldorf here in the second half. 43-7, the Warriors lead. By the time this year is all said and done, Waldorf's going to make quite a turnaround, I believe. They can stay healthy. Back to pass is Kyle Henricks. Henricks in the football game for the first time this evening, and his pass is incomplete. It'll be second down and 10. Kyle Henricks on for the first time at quarterback tonight. He's from Little Elm, Texas. 6'4", 250 pounds. Second down and 10. 43-7 our score. Waldorf is rolling right now. So 43-7 our score. They send Francis in motion from right to left. Swing pass to the left. Completed. Gain of 7 on the play. Pass is completed to Jeremiah Johnson. Johnson, sophomore from Lawrence, Kansas, makes the grab, setting up third down and 3. Third and 3, football at the 39-yard line. Henricks under center, turns, fakes the handoff, back to pass, pass over the middle, incomplete, intended for Francis. Francis heard footsteps that time, I believe. Tevin Padgett was coming up on him, and Francis short-armed it with 1:18 left to go. Dort College is going to go for it here on fourth down. Francis, I beg your pardon, Henricks gets the play in from the sideline, 15 seconds on the play clock. He's up at the line of scrimmage. Dort College does not huddle up. They get all their plays from the sideline, and they call the play there. Henricks is pressured, and he's going to go down. Loss of 4 on the play, and Waldorf will get it back on downs. First down and 10 at the Dort College 36-yard line. 43-7 our score. And the Waldorf Warriors will come out onto the field. And my guess would be a couple of knees, and this one will be over. So Fisk is under center, and they will take the victory formation, Will Waldorf. And under center is Fisk. Fisk takes the snap. That's one play. They'll get the play clock reset. 1 minute left to go in the game. They'll have to snap the football one more time. Dort College is going to drop to 0-1. Waldorf 1-0. They avenge a loss from last season. And the Dort College defenders will have to regroup with the start of the GPAC season right around the corner. Next Saturday afternoon, 1 o'clock, they're hosting the Hastings College Broncos. And Fisk takes the snap, takes a knee, and that's the ball game. 43-7 will be our final score. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's take a break and be back with the recap of tonight's football game right after this. So tonight for the North College defenders this evening, they seven decisions to the Waldorf Warriors and Great Plains of non-conference football action for the Dort College defenders. They were down 14-0 at halftime, tried an onside kick to start the second half. Waldorf got it at their own 40 and marched down the football field, making it 21-0. And Dort College answered back with their only touchdown of the football game as they marched 58 yards. Capped it with a Bryce Russler 5-yard touchdown run with 6:25 left to go in the third period. It was 21-7. Waldorf, though, scored back-to-back touchdowns. A Fisk 5-yard touchdown run made it 28-7 with 3:53 left to go in the third quarter. And then with 1:10 remaining in the third quarter, Waldorf scored again on an interception by Padgett. He went 50 yards for the pick six, made it 34-7. And it was never close after that. 43-7, the final score. Dort College drops to 0-1 for the season. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. And I've said it before on this broadcast, I will say it again, this Waldorf team dramatically improved from last year, and the Dort College defenders unable to keep up with their speed for much of the football game. Let's take another break and be back with more right after this. You're listening to Dort College Football on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders end up losing this afternoon, this evening. 43-7 in non-conference football action. No numbers yet. The defenders trailed 14-0 at halftime, and we're down 21-7, and then the roof caved in, if you will. Back-to-back touchdowns, and went from 21-7 to 34-7 very rapidly. Dort College never able to put anything together really on offense after that. They did have one drive into Waldorf territory inside the 20. That ended on a fumble, and Waldorf in control most of the second half. They went at 43-7. No numbers yet. We'll try to hang on for a little while and see if we can get some game stats for you. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by the Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent, 712-737-6000. By Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Ryan Grunewig's a broker. By Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hobbleman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens, 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. By People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC. By Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair, 722-2313. By Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor, 712-395-0764. By Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hull, Ironton, Craig, Polina, Remsen, and Sanborn, member FDIC. by Hilt Real Estate. Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center, or online at hiltrealestate.com. By Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory available on the web at www.highwaychevrolet.com. By Farmers Mutual Insurance Association of Hall and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing farm mutual insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. And by CNH Body Repair in Orange City, the reputation didn't happen by accident. Now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs. On the web at borensons.com. With the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. And by American State Bank, offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Grenville, Albert, and Hall, member FDIC, and the community. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Let's take another break, and we'll be back to wind things up here in Forest City right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Doesn't look like we will get official numbers this evening, so we'll just recap what has happened for Dort College Athletics today. Dort College football team loses to Waldorf 43-7. That's the game you just heard. Dort College volleyball gets a pair of wins. They defeat Kansas Wesleyan 3-2. They lose to They also defeat Baker 3-1. Women's soccer lost to the University of St. Francis this afternoon 4-1. And the Dort College men's soccer team gets a overtime win to go to 2-0 for the season. Derek Sackey scores early in the first overtime, and the defender men get a win over Trinity Christian this afternoon 2-1. That came in overtime. That's going to do it for our broadcast this evening of Dort College Sports on KDCR. We'll talk to you again Wednesday evening when the Dort College Defenders take on the Briarcliff Chargers. Great Plains Athletic Conference volleyball action from the Newman Flanagan Center in Sioux City. For KDCR Sports from Forest City, I'm Mike Biker. Good evening.